USA News, I'm Danny Moffitt. The history being made in the nation's capital continues later this hour as Ukraine's president is set to address a joint session of Congress. We get a preview from Rich Johnson.
President Biden says Ukraine has done well with the help it's received from the U.S. and other countries.
Ukraine has defied Russia's expectations at every single turn.
At the joint White House news conference, the American president also said more is coming in the federal funding bill that Congress is considering,
which includes $45 billion in additional funding for Ukraine.
And at tonight's address to Congress, Zelensky himself will make the case to American lawmakers that all that money is not going to waste. I'm Richard Johnson.
A strengthening major winter storm will bring more than a foot of snow and possible blizzard conditions to the Midwest, as the National Weather Service warns of life-threatening wind chills for much of the USA. And bring what the Weather Service is calling a once-in-a-generation type event. It will cripple travel on some of the busiest travel days of the year. There are more than 90 million people under winter weather alerts, more than 87 million people under wind chill alerts. Bob Orovec, the lead forecaster from the National Weather Service, fills us in.
There's going to be a lot of travel impacts over the next few days with this Arctic air, the deepening low, the high winds across a good part of the country, so I anticipate major impacts.
If you want some warm weather, it looks like Southern California is the place to be. Eddie McGovern explains.
While the rest of the country bundles up for the frigid conditions, San Diego residents will be wearing shorts. That's because this year, Old Saint Nick is bringing the city temperatures near 80 degrees for Christmas, which is about 15 degrees above average. The National Weather Service says San Diego will be the warmest spot in the U.S. on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Eddie McCoven.
This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
A few weeks ago, if you had COVID and lived in China, it meant that you could be taken to a government quarantine location and maybe that your entire residential building could be put into lockdown, trapping your neighbors in their homes for days or weeks. Now, as the country quickly relaxes those restrictions, millions of people have been told to go back to work, even if they're infected. Now, mildly ill workers are told to go to work after taking protective measures. Officials have said to go to work on a rotating basis to ensure uninterrupted work and maintain order during severe outbreaks. The attorney generals from a dozen or more states across the USA had a warning that there will be an enormous crisis if Title 42 is allowed to end. That warning was part of their last-minute arguments when they asked the U.S. Supreme Court to step in and keep that Trump-era immigration policy alive and in place. The Supreme Court did issue that stay to keep Title 42 alive on Monday. It could be the end of the line for NASA's InSight lander. After 4 years on Mars, the power levels have slowly been dwindling for the past few months. That's because of dust that's been accumulating on the solar panels. NASA has reported that it's not responded to commands from Earth since Sunday. They say that the InSight lander may have reached the end of its operations. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.